Thank you. It's an honor to be here once again with you all. And Brian's a hard act to follow, but give it a try. I'm older and less funny, but I guess you guys have to deal with that. So, at any rate, the title of my talk is, does the temperature of hydraulic oil influence injury area dynamics on a Bermuda grass green? And the use of motorized equipment is vital to turf grass management. And at least at most clubs, when you put people and equipment together, sometimes you can have mechanical failure, and that mechanical failure can be induced by human error or linked to human error. And sometimes when you put mechanical failure and human error together, you get the perfect storm. And this is a photo of a putting green that's been streaked with some hydraulic fluid dripping out of a mower. And as you can see clearly, this hydraulic fluid spill has been phytotoxic to the turf grass and also represents an environmental pollution event. And the fact that it's phytotoxic really detracts from the visual quality of this green and probably also detracts at some point from its functional quality. One of the things that you read or hear frequently when you do research with hydraulic spills is that it's the temperature of the fluid and not the fluid itself that kills the grass. And in fact, if you go and you do a literature search on the internet, you can come up with all kinds of articles. For example, there's an article here from F.S. Gate, whatever that is, will hydraulic fluid spilled on a lawn kill it? And you can't read this, but I'll read it to you. It says, often the reason grass dies when it comes into contact with hydraulic fluids is the temperature, because spills usually occur when lawn maintenance vehicles are actively mowing over the lawn and are therefore running and extremely hot. The hydraulic fluid that comes into contact with the grass is often very hot itself, sometimes as hot as 200 degrees. And this is a blog from a country club in the Midwest basically explaining a hydraulic spill to the members of that club. And again, you can't read that, but what it says, it's been speculated that the primary cause of damage from hydraulic fluid on turf is not from the oil itself, but from the heat of the fluid when it's at operating temperatures. And these temperatures can range from 160 to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Yet another one, the Turf Grass Insider, talking about hydraulic leaks, a superintendent's nightmare. And what you can't read here that I have circled says, fortunately, I only completed one more pass, so he actually realized he was making a spill, which most people don't. And unfortunately, it was over 100 yards long. I completely emptied the hydraulic oil tank and it had leaked all over the third fairway. This is bad news because the hydraulic oil will kill this turf over the next day or two. What ends up killing the turf is the extremely high temperature that this oil is, ranging from 71°C to 93°C. So there's a lot out, and in fact, just the other day, I was talking to somebody about some of the research that I was doing, and they said, yeah, but it's the temperature that kills the grass. And I just kind of shook my head and say, you know, okay. But at any rate, let's see, how do I back up here? Okay. Anyway, I conducted some research with the objective, excuse me, of determining if the temperature of hydraulic fluid influences the dynamics of hydraulic oil injury. And by dynamics, I mean a process or pattern of behavior. In other words, when you have a spill of hydraulic fluid, how does it behave? How does that injury behave? How does the grass behave? So dynamics refers to injury behavior with time. And to do this, I paired nonlinear regression modeling along with digital image analysis to make some measurements to learn more about injury behavior and hopefully, ultimately, find better injury mitigation tactics. So, if temperature is a factor, then there should be some differences in the dynamics of hydraulic oil injury. So, what I did is make some spills on Tiff Eagle hybrid Bermuda grass, a putting green, in North Fort Myers, Florida, maintained as a standard Ultra Dwarf putting green. This was a nursery green that one of my former students is kind enough to let me use basically at my will. He loves it when I come out there and kill his grass for whatever reason. But we made spills of both vegetable and petroleum hydraulic oil using a volumetric pipette to be precise in the amount that we spill, because research has shown that the area of injury in relation to hydraulic oil is directly proportional to the volume. And that's, I've done that many, many times. Okay, so we made spills of vegetable hydraulic oil, and this is basically the hydraulic fluid that comes standard in the Jacobson equipment, and then regular petroleum oil produced by ExxonMobil. And I did this research in August of 2014, and there were two temperatures here, 35 degrees, which was our ambient temperature, which is about 95 degrees or so, which is about right for August in Florida. And then I heated that oil up to 80 degrees C, which mimics oil coming from equipment. In fact, it's maybe even a little hotter. We've done some unpublished work looking at the temperature of hydraulic fluids, and they average about 170, maybe plus or minus, depending on the piece of equipment. Okay, but I did this on TIFF Eagle, and then I took digital images of the area resulting from the spill of hydraulic oil with time. I used image analysis to determine injury area data, and then I used nonlinear regression to fit some curves to the injury area data and looked at differences in the curves. Now, one thing about the curves and the model that I used, and I've done this before and published a paper on it, is looked at the best fit model to describe injury area related to hydraulic oil spills. And the best fit model that I can come up with so far has been a hyperbolic linear model of this form. And this is basically a modified version of a Michaelis-Menten hyperbola. And Michaelis-Menten, this portion of the model, is what's commonly used in Michaelis-Menten kinetics, describing enzyme reactions. And so we've defined these parameters in the equation where A, the parameter A up here, is the maximum limit of turf loss, and it essentially is the expansion asymptote because injury area expands. It's not static. You don't make a spill and that's just the injury. And that's kind of the whole point of doing some of this research, to learn something about the dynamics of these injuries. B is an inverse time constant, and it represents a point on the x-axis where that is the value of 1/2 of A. And C is the rate of healing, and that's the contraction asymptote. And basically, so you have three phases. You have an expansion phase of injury that comes to a maximum point, stays at that maximum point for a period of time, and then turf begins to heal, and it grows in from the periphery or some shoots pop up. And from this, you can determine some pretty interesting dynamics, such as how fast this occurs, what the maximum area injury is, and how fast it heals. And you can make predictions on how long that injury is going to stick around. And by dynamics, what I really mean here is that these things, while they don't have a life, do have definite behavior. And part of what is said in the literature about the fact that the oil that's hot and the heat kills the grass, and it's not the oil, comes from the fact that one day after treatment with petroleum hydraulic oil that we heated up, you can see this spot of necrotic turf, and that's where the initial spill was made. Came out of the volumetric pipette and it spread because fluids have a spreading behavior. And that hot fluid burned that grass. And it's pretty clear to see that this grass right here has been burned. But after 24 hours, you can see that that hydraulic fluid has begun to expand. There's a spreading behavior that goes with it. So the initial burn that's represented by the highly necrotic turf right here was about 3 centimeters in diameter. But the entire thing after 24 hours is about 5.5 centimeters, which is about a 70% increase in the spread of that hydraulic oil injury. Okay, so there's a spreading behavior. And you're going, well, great. What happens next? Well, at 7 days now, you tell me where that initial necrotic spot is. You can't, because now all of this grass is dead and it's actually expanded even farther. That's the same spill, It's now at 7 diameters and represents a 119% increase. So there's a definite behavior to a hydraulic oil spill. Okay, and I gave a talk back at the international meetings back in July talking about the dynamics of contraction and such. We're not going to really have time to talk about that here, but it's pretty interesting. But I would begin to talk about the effect of temperature. And so we've made a series of spills with vegetable oil or petroleum hydraulic oil, and we repeated this research. And this is 1 hour after treatment, and you just don't see much. Even though that oil is hot, well, at least half of those spots are hot, you just don't really see very much. But at 7 days, there are some definite differences. So, for example, petroleum hydraulic oil at ambient temperature up here had an injury area of about 39 square centimeters, plus or minus 3.2 square centimeters. Petroleum heated to 80 degrees C had a little bit bigger injury area, 42 square centimeters, with standard deviation of 4.6. Vegetable hydraulic oil spilled at ambient temperature, 35 degrees, 25 square centimeters of injury. At 80 degrees, 24.9. Pretty doggone close. So it really hasn't been an effect of temperature that you can see directly. And in fact, an analysis of variance shows that very clearly. When we looked at the effect of whether or not the experiments differed, we found that they did not. Oil types differed significantly. The petroleum hydraulic oil, and every time you make a spill for whatever reason, the petroleum hydraulic oil always makes a bigger injury area on at least hybrid Bermuda grass than the vegetable hydraulic oil does. And temperature, no effect, at least in our statistics. So one of the things we do, though, is use nonlinear regression analysis to make plots of injury area with time that we calculate using digital image analysis. And this is the application of the model I described earlier to vegetable hydraulic oil over here and petroleum hydraulic oil over here. And we have some very clustered points here that are not too terribly different. These are the 95% prediction bands here, and all of the points fall within that pretty much. And these are all very close. You can see that the data points overlap considerably, and there's just not much of an effect. Now, there's a little more variability with the petroleum hydraulic oil over here, but again, it's the same general pattern where there's an expansion to a maximum, and we've probably hit our maximum here. This is 7 days. We probably quite haven't hit our maximum here. And in fact, when we've looked at petroleum hydraulic oil in other studies, we see that expand for a period of maybe 13 to 14 days. If we look at an extra sum of squares F test, we find that when we look at vegetable hydraulic oil in the difference in temperatures of those curves, there's no difference. Petroleum hydraulic oil, the difference in temperatures, no difference. But when we look at the two different hydraulic oils, there's a huge difference with a fairly large value of F. Now, the other thing I did, the last thing I did, is we always assume that hydraulic oil kills the grass. So is that really true? So from each of these spill spots at 7 days, I came in and I took a plug and I reset it into a cup of sand, clean sand, along with some controls. And this is just a different view of it. You can see here some untreated, but here are all the treatments here at the different temperatures and different oils. And what I found to be very interesting, at 122 days, we found that where we didn't heat the vegetable hydraulic oil, all four of those plugs began to regenerate. For the petroleum hydraulic oil at the same temperature ambient, only one of the plugs began to generate. When we heated up the oil, the vegetable oil, and that's 176 degrees Fahrenheit, all four plugs began to regenerate. And with the mineral, only one of them began to generate well, too. So there's a difference here now in the effect of the hydraulic fluid type on whether or not that grass is actually dead. because if it's actually dead, it's not going to regenerate. So there needs to be more research done to determine if hydraulic oil really kills grass or whether it just injures it. So in conclusion, using regression modeling to describe something as simple as a hydraulic oil spill is pretty cool because it's novel, hasn't been done much. It's pretty inexpensive to do. All you need is a camera and you need some software. It's revealed some turf grass injury that's been previously unknown. And in fact, based on my research, we've dispelled a myth that is prevalent among golf course superintendents and most of the industry that temperature is the factor that kills the grass. And we're not even sure the grass is actually absolutely dead at this point. It may be just burned back and injured. So thank you for listening to me, and I appreciate it. And if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them at this point.
Is that her question? Okay, if there's no questions, let's thank our speaker.